Exercise 14. Listen to what happened when Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans and complete the chart with the missing information. Hurricane Katrina was one of the most damaging hurricanes in the history of the United States. Hurricanes are very strong storms with winds even faster than 120 kilometers per hour. They start over the sea and become quickly stronger and stronger, and when they arrive on land, they can cause serious damage because of their rain, floods, and winds. Hurricane Katrina formed in the Caribbean Sea on August 23, 2005, and it seemed to be only a tropical storm. 2 days later, it had acquired so much strength that it was officially named a hurricane. It hit Florida, killing 9 people. Then on August the 29th, it arrived in the Gulf of Mexico. By then, it was a Category 5 hurricane. New Orleans is just above the Gulf of Mexico, and the Mississippi River flows through it. Besides, in the north there's a big lake, Lake Pontchartrain. Both the river and the lake are on a higher ground than the city. To protect New Orleans from possible floods, people built high banks to contain water. But Katrina was too violent and the banks not strong enough to resist it. When they broke, the city was submerged by water. Even if people knew about and expected the hurricane, the government had suggested escaping, but without giving them the means to do so. Many citizens hadn't a car or the money to leave, and many others were too old or weak to travel. About 100,000 people couldn't leave their homes. Water and food started to run out, and people began to steal from shops. About 25,000 people were living in the Superdome Stadium. After a week, the government finally sent food and water and police and the army to patrol the city. The hurricane disappeared on August 31st. At least 1,300 people died during the hurricane, and there are still people missing. About 150,000 people are still living somewhere else, and they will probably never go back to New Orleans.